Belfast rates are set to rise by 1.48% after a three-year freeze. There were heated exchanges. Gas got his grammar wrong. In the council last night, as the issue was being debated, the Ulster Unionist Party voted against the rise and tabled the motion to freeze rates, but this was found not to be competent. What? Because it wasn't supported by costings. Nuala McAllister, Alliance Councillor. Morning, Nuala. Good morning.
Stephen.
And the Ulster Unionist Party Councillor, Jim Rogers. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning. Stephen, good morning, Nuala.
Good morning. Set this out first, Nuala. What are your thoughts around this?
Well, you just kind of nailed it there, Stephen. The UUP put forward this idea of a 0% rise, and it was deemed to not be competent by the chief executive. Basically, what happened was the UUP didn't want to see any rise at all, whether that was for electioneering purposes or something else, I simply do not know. But their idea of a 0% rise is not backed up by what they were willing to cut, what services they were willing to stop, and what people that they were willing to make compulsory redundant. And no one likes a rate rise. We don't like it. But unfortunately, it was necessary to ensure that we could maintain the best services across Belfast. And that's why we supported this very modest increase. And in fact, the increase was much more until our party fought for it to be much lower. And we were happy to go along with it because we weren't willing to say to people, we're going to close your centres. We're going to stop your bin collections. We're going to move them to once a month. We actually did the responsible thing. What the UUP, in fact, what other unionists did was that they abdicated their responsibility.
Jim Rogers, you'll want to respond to this.
On their piece of
well, first of all, Stephen, initially the officers were looking for about a 1.75% increase, which the Alliance Party were prepared to accept. Now, we have made it quite clear, and I'm on the council 23 years, and over the last few years, we have ensured there's been a 0% increase. The reason being, the rates in the city of Belfast are far too high. I've heard it again this morning.
So why are you supporting them going up?
Well, no. We're against them going up. And I'm not being critical of our officers. They do their level best. They're most professional. But as far as we're concerned, they could have got it down to a 0% increase. Now, the Alliance Party
that's
just rolled over.
You heard
they
that
just
last
rolled
week.
Over
not
along with Sinn Féin. And here's the position. At the last council elections, I personally had the highest first preference vote of any candidate in the whole of Belfast. And on my literature... Yeah. And all my colleagues' literature have made it quite clear that we would do everything within our power to keep the rates down. So we were not going to vote for an increase.
Yeah, so you're against them, to be clear. That was my mistake. You're against them going up.
We're very much against them going up. And we think it's grossly unfair because there's areas of Belfast where many people don't pay rates.
And do you think all the facilities that we have could be sustained without a rate rise?
Yes, absolutely.
And you've done the costings?
No, he hasn't.
Absolutely. There's areas that we can save.
You've done the costings, Jim Rogers, or you haven't?
No, Stephen, we need to look at the purchasing of vehicles, the maintenance of our buildings, the cleaning of our buildings.
Have you done the costings, Jim?
Well, I'm not going to go into the amounts this morning. There's back office costs. For example, in regards to back office costs, the average throughout every council in Northern Ireland would be 15% of their total amount to spend.
There are reports, Jim, that you haven't done the costings, despite saying this morning that you think services could be sustained. So have you costed this out?
We haven't got down to doing it in detail. That's up to the officers to do that for us, Stephen.
It's
that's what they're paid
it's
for.
It's up to the elected representative.
It's up to the officer. Nuala, how long have you been a councillor? Tell me.
Oh, Jim, I said it last night. Just
how long have you been a councillor?
Let's let her respond. Don't shut her down. Go on, Nuala.
I think what Jim's saying is absolutely ridiculous. Just because you've been there a long time does not mean
what you're saying is absolutely ridiculous.
Hold on, Jim. Let's let her respond.
I don't think what the UUP don't realise is within the local government reform, the setting of the rate actually changed. And it was up to our finance officer to make a statement to say whether our budget was credible or whether there would be a black hole. And if there would be a black hole, it simply couldn't move forward without costing where we would need to make these savings. Now, we have saved over £20 million over the last, since 2006, since before I was in council, yes, and we are making efficiency savings going forward. But what Jim is suggesting means that the ratepayers in Belfast will suffer because they will see a decrease in their frontline services. But yet he wasn't responsible enough to actually stand up and say, this is what we want, because we don't have the courage to do it. They didn't have the courage last night to say, we want 0% and we want to close less.
So what services would have closed if this 1.48% rise hadn't been voted through?
Stephen, let me make it quite clear. No services would have closed. We have backbone as a party, unlike the Alliance Party, who want to sit in their hands and do nothing. All they want to do is to try and appease people. At one meeting, they'll support Sinn Féin. The next meeting, they'll back unionists. And that's the way they've been in the...
Because we have our own...
Let me finish, will you, please? Let me finish. No services would have been cut. We know for a fact, through speaking to our officers, that there's still plenty of meat in the bones to cut this figure down to zero. And we are insisting that the efficiency agenda continues over the next 3 years.
There you go, Neil McCaskey. Plenty of meat on the bone. Plenty of meat on the bone, says Councillor Rogers.
Compulsory redundancies to push through this 0%.
No compulsory redundancies. And I asked you to withdraw that, Mark, because quite clearly you don't know what you're talking about.
How do you know, Jim, if you haven't costed it?
I never mentioned that anyone was going to lose their job on Belfast City.
But Jim, how do you know compulsory redundancies wouldn't be necessary to keep it at 0% if you haven't costed it?
Stephen, we would not be supporting compulsory redundancies. Let me make that quite clear.
What services do you want?
I have already outlined about looking at purchasing of vehicles and maintenance of vehicles, about
bulk waste. That doesn't even back dip off into the black hole you're going to create.
That has nothing to do with bins. Nothing to do with bins whatsoever.
Okay, we're out of time. My goodness, you're both on fire this morning.